no, a proposal spoiler.
Oh.
And then everyone is getting mad at her. Why? It's the Blake and Eva Show at 7:39. Chance at Pink in New Orleans coming up in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. She found the diamond, the engagement ring her boyfriend was going to use to propose. But then she posted the photo on social media.
After she found it?
And said, found this in the boyfriend's nightstand. Not a fan.
Oh, wow.
And now everyone's going, oh my God, you're so ungrateful. And
this diamond ring
isn't good enough.
Yeah, at first, I knew where we were heading, and I thought, oh, I'm so on her side. But man, that's low.
All kinds of people have been calling her out. They say, I hope the guy sees this and they break up. She needs to fix her attitude before she gets married. This lady deserves to get shamed, not the ring. Mm. And then one user said, well, I think she's justifiably asking for advice because basically she said, how do I tell him? So let me ask this question. Anyone listening, we've already done the topic before. You found the ring before it was proposed, before the proposal happened, ruined the surprise and everything. And we have a handful of listeners that happened to. I'm more curious if there's anyone who saw the ring and went, we're going to change that. Like, is there anyone listening who changed the ring? 79 Coast. 792-6278. I need at least one brave woman who will admit,
girl.
Listen, I really didn't like it, and I knew I was going to wear it for the rest of my life. Listen, to a certain extent, I understand. Here's the thing. She went on social media and
that
like shamed
it.
Him. And it's just.
And he hadn't even asked her yet.
He hadn't even asked her. And it's embarrassing for him because then it's like a. I don't know. I just think that's out of line.
Yeah, totally out of line.
But I could understand, you know, you're going to wear this ring theoretically the rest of your life. If you don't like it, maybe find a way to, you know, say, well, maybe we get a different one. Or say, when we get the wedding ring, I'd really like to, you know, make some adjustments to this one.
I totally agree.
Right?
Totally agree.
If you're going to wear it the rest of your life, I understand
that. You want to like it. So
that's a delicate.
That's why, you know what? You take your best friend shopping, dude. Don't try and do this on your own. Seriously, do not attempt this.
All right. Dawn Star, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I love your name. It's out there and crazy. And
thank you.
That's just like us. Dawn Star, that's your first name.
That's my first name.
How about that? So did you change the ring that you were proposed to with?
I did. So wow. When I first got my ring, I was a hairdresser, and it was just a single stone, and I loved it when I first got it, but the stone was really, really big. It was off the band really high, so I kept catching it on everything, like hair and the gloves. And so at one point, I was doing hair, and I used to do it at home, and I said something really loud. I'm like, oh, my God, I love this ring, but it's driving me crazy. And my fiance was like, what do you mean?
Oh,
and I'm
boy.
Like, well, so I told him about it. And we ended up, I mean, it's kind of a weird fairy tale in a way, but we ended up almost splitting up. So I stopped wearing the ring altogether.
Oh.
And then, our relationship, we got in a really, really good place. So I'm like, I really want another ring. Like, this ring has bad juju. Like, it's caught on everything. Let's go pick out something together. And one of my best friends works for a jewelry store. So we went and picked out another ring altogether. And
this was all before you were married?
Yeah. We're not even married yet.
You're still not married.
Oh, you're still not married. You think you're going to get married?
Endless engagement.
I don't know. We've been together 14 years. I know. It sounds awful. But it's so expensive to get married. And we have two kids. So we're kind of just like going with
just go to City Hall.
Yeah.
Just go to, you know, why not?
Like, I'm a notary. I can marry you. I'm like, I might pick you up on that someday. We might just do one of those destination weddings. But he actually put the ring on layaway. And, you know, I was like, oh, I really want to get the ring. It's beautiful. Like, I really want to wear it. And he ended up surprising me on Christmas Eve. He put it in the Christmas tree and had, well, our son is 11
now. Oh, that's cute.
Adorable.
After, right. So you guys had your ups and downs, and then you dropped several large hints, very clear hints, and then now you have a new one.
Yeah
that's not bad.
Love my ring.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well,
it's,
I say,
get married.
Yeah, get married. You know why? Legally, especially if you have kids.
Yeah,
and
legally.
It's just easier.
And plus,
yeah.
You know what? It's not just about the ring. Get married.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Dawn Star. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
Got the whole life story. Allison, hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, now you think that the person, this woman who posted the ring before the guy proposed, she found the ring and she didn't like it. And now she's getting shamed because she went and posted that on social media. People are like, you're a monster, whatever. What's your take on that?
Well, okay. So with my engagement story, my husband proposed to me with a ring out of a gumball machine. And I thought it was literally the sweetest thing that anyone could ever do. Just because we're kind of sentimental people. And I think that if someone goes out of their way and goes to a store and is thinking about you and what you like, and they get you this ring, that it's sort of like symbolic of like where you're starting in your marriage and like still getting to know each other.
In other words, don't whine about it if it's not.
It's ugly. Like, okay, maybe you'll grow to love it. Like an old sweater that your grandma gives you or something, and you look back and you're like, oh, that came from grandma.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think there are a lot of women who hear, I don't want an old sweater ring. No, but I get your point. I think that's sweet, Allison. It's more about the gesture than it is about the, you know, the design of the ring.
Yeah, and I think as you grow older, like, he'll learn to, or she will learn to, like,
learn to love
understand
it.
What you like better and
upgrade.
And get you things that you like.
Right.
Down the
road. Well, or do what Dawnstar did, which is, you know, eventually change it out. Change it out.
Well, all right. Maybe, but I'll stick with my bubblegum ring.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Allison.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think life would be easier for a lot of straight guys if women were that simple.
Okay. I'm not that girl. So.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki. Is Nikki a... Nikki!
Hi there.
Hi. What's your take on it? And then I got a call that's going to end on kind of a happy note here, okay? And then we'll get into Pink. Go ahead.
So I did not like my band. I loved my engagement ring. I absolutely despised my band. And months later, I found out that my husband had worked with my mother long distance to pick out a band. And the key factor in my band was that I was pregnant and we were having a baby. And he didn't want my ring that was big and gaudy to be scratching the baby. So the band wrapped around it. So it's not always what you think and what you see initially, because now I love my ring. I wouldn't change
it. How guilty?
The fact that you put that much thought into it.
How guilty did you feel?
I felt really materialistic.
Yeah. All right. That's really sweet. Well, that's kind of back to Allison's point about how you learn to love it because of what's behind it, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and that's also got a story, too. You know, which is something.
Yeah,
okay.
Nice.
All right. Thanks, Nikki. Now, Elizabeth, go ahead. We're talking about, you know, changing in a ring or getting a ring you didn't expect or what.
Hey, so actually I got engaged September 1st.
Yay.
And I had a dream ring picked out, you know, that I thought, oh, I'm definitely going to get this. My fiance spoils me. And
you had dropped the hints enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He had a link on his phone.
Not a girl. Not a girl.
But actually, so when he asked me to marry him, it was not my dream ring. Mm. It was something even better. It was the diamond his dad bought his mom.
Oh.
And they gave to him because they really love me, too. Isn't that really sweet?
That is so sweet. Wait, so you were happy with your ring?
Sorry, what was that?
So you were happy with it?
Oh, I was so, I know, sorry, it's a little off topic because I'm not like a wicked witch and said I hate this ring.
So you just called in to tell us how wonderful your new fiance is.
Yes,
okay.
Because it was so sweet. You know, it wasn't what I was expecting and, you know, I was surprised, but I guess in a good way because now I love my ring more than something that, you know, anyone could have bought from the store and anyone could have, you know?
Right.
It's something really special.
Well, see, that's good. That's a good way to end the topic and on a nice positive note.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations, Elizabeth.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go. Happy ending.